I want to live the way He wants me.
Think about what we're singing.
I want to live until there's till I can't give no more.
Here's the key. I want to love everybody. Let me love out.
Never outlove.
Don't worry, you won't give it all away.
Oh, I want to live. Never outlove.
have to learn to live. We have to learn to give. We have to learn to love as he loved. Amen. My. Well, we're here. One more again. This very well could be our last service. And you know, so many times I think about when we come to church, there's, you know, a formality that we go through, and you know, we're going to expect to sing songs and do this and that. But I'm one, I like things out of the ordinary so many times, you know, because we get in a rut, and as I so often say, a rut becomes a ditch, a ditch becomes a hole, and a hole is nothing but a grave. So if you're in a rut today, you're on your way to a grave, and we're just going to bury you, and we're going to continue to have church. Huh? Amen. Praise God. This is bad for a song. Somebody to sing. So many things run through my head. And I can't catch the tunes a lot of times. I'm a pilgrim man, a stranger, toiling through this world of sin. Where am I going? That fair city, oh, with the saints who belong to me. Oh, with the saints who belong to me. Oh, with the saints who belong to me. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, with the saints who belong to me. Now, if you got just a little ounce of Pentecost in you, I'm talking about the experience. Got just a little ounce of, because the prophet said Pentecost is God. Is that right? If you got just a little bit of God, then you should be moving just a little bit. And God will take that little bit and he'll add to it. You say, well, I don't do like that, Brother Joel. But you better be doing something, because I'm going to tell you, on that day, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know I'm going to be there, and I know a little bit what I'm going to be doing. And if you look at me funny here, you're going to be looking at me funny there. Oh, when the gates start closing in, when those gates start closing in, I'm going to be shouting. Amen. Turn. Let's lower that note. That's too high. That don't bother me, just so you know. Because I'm not one of those Happy Valley folk. I'm just a God folk. And I don't have to be perfect. I'm on my way to perfection. Turn your eyes and your heart on Jesus. Every little thing of this world will go strange, dim in the light.
Hallelujah.
So turn. Oh, if you haven't done it today, you're in a good place to look at his wonderful face. Then those old problems, those old worries, they will just go strangely. You wonder where they went in the light of his glory and grace. One more time, say. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Think about him, church. Get your mind on him. Get your thoughts, everything on him. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Singing a lot. Jesus. That's what it's about. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If you call him, he'll come. That's a promise.
There's just something about pass away.
It's immortal. Let's sing it just one more time. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand. Do you love Him? Amen. Amen. We take the request of prayer this morning. Someone submitted this. There's no name attached, but they have back pain and a swollen knee. Also, Brother Eugene Kennedy is going to Duke Hospital today for further evaluation. Also, Brother Andrew Kennedy has a torn ACL ligament. Sister Natalie called into the library this morning and wants us to please remember her in prayer. She had a tumor burned on Thursday, and that was on her liver. She has 6 treatments of chemo remaining, but some may be able to be performed here. But she's leaving Chicago at 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll be here around 8 p.m. tonight. That's a very, going to be a hard trip on her. So let's just take her before the Lord. And she is feeling very rough at this time. Please pray for several other issues she is facing at this time also. Amen. So just take that up on your heart throughout the day. Please pray for Sister Gail Clark. She needs God to move for her. She is in the fellowship hall. Also, Sister Sherry Wiggins wants us to pray for Kristen. She is home with a severe headache. Also, little Oliver, her grandson, is sick and running a fever. This was submitted by way of email to the librarian. It's from a brother, William, from Cape Town, South Africa. William Philander, F-I-L-A-N-D-E-R, brother William Philander. And he would like us to remember his health. He has glaucoma. And his vision is very bad because of his eye condition. Also, he was in a car accident and suffers pain in his leg because of the operation where they had to do a skin graft. So we'll just take that before the Lord. If Brother Terry would come this morning and just lead us to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we join our faith together as we look to the Lord on behalf of these requests? Let's bow our heads. Let's each one of us pray. Lord, when we think about that lovely song, there's just something about that name. Oh God, how sweet it is to us. Jesus, then Jesus Christ, then in the book of Acts, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Mediator, our Bridegroom, our Lover, our Master, our Sufficer, all that You mean to us. Over 200 titles in the Bible given to You. But Lord, we realize You're just God in flesh. Not just God in flesh. You are the God made flesh. You're the great I Am. John mentions it 7 times. I am the bread of come down from heaven. I'm the light of the world. I'm the good shepherd. I am. I am. I am. We're thankful for that I am. Thankful that you imparted that part of your life, that token life that now resides in the believer. We're happy, Lord, that we could be recipients of that great I Am life. Lord, these requests that we have this morning, Eugene Kennedy going down to Duke for evaluation, I pray that you would just be with him. Lord, may they, if it be your will, to find what his particular problem is, can be helped through medical science. God, may you help that. Father, be your will to touch him by a miracle. Grant that. By even your healing touch, it'll be slowly, whatever. But God, we know we just commit into your hands. Sister Natalie, coming back from Chicago, the things that she've had to undergo in the last 2 years, but yet she's still hanging on. She's still holding on. She still has that faith. She still believes, as Brother Jewel was preaching on last night, looking for that perfect faith. Lord, I believe there's people in this building that has got that real genuine faith. Prophet God said faith will be restored by the seventh angel messenger. There is faith in the building. We believe, Lord, that you'll touch her and give her grace. Lord, for each one of the requests that's been given in, I hold in my hand, you meet the need. And I pray, God, that you'll receive glory for it, because you're the deserving one. You're the all-sufficient one. And Lord, you're the one that would desire to have praise given to you, and we desire to give praise unto you. Lord, as Brother Jewel comes and ministers the Word of God, may it be spiritual food in due season. May it be, Lord, a little bit more ever-present water from the rock. Lord, let him take out of the little script bag, as it were, and a little bit of honey, and Lord, you anoint that honey, and dear God, may through that you'll bring us a little more enlightenment on the Word of God that we can feast this morning. Grant these things. Touch each one. Bring joy. Lord, when we see those who have been out and away and come back, my hearts are touched. As Brother Jewel said last night, how that the prophet, and he read the quote, the prophet said, if I don't go out to my brother perhaps maybe gone a little wayward, our hearts go out for those. Lord, we have family that's gone astray. We have loved ones that's gone astray. Those, many of them have come back. Lord, this is the hour. This is a ministry of reconciliation. We want to see, Lord, all that's ordained to life. The devil's got snares out there. But God, you've got a promise. And you still love your children. We're so thankful for that. The great love wherein you loved us. Even when we were yet sinners, you loved us yet. Oh God, how thankful we are for your promise to be an overcomer. Sanctify our thoughts. Bless the service. Give us grace today. Anoint the ministering of the word. And our hearts receive it. Touch everyone that I hold requests. These in my hand. May they be delivered. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You may be seated as the brothers come. We don't have any requests for songs. Sister Vanessa, do you want to sing? Give me a big nod or a big... what's that? Somebody help me out. What's she saying? Jewel. Oh, let Brother Jewel sing. Okay.
She'd be loud in service. She ain't loud now.
That's good. Amen and her husband. That's wonderful. Is that good? Brothers, do we have that song, Love Lifted Me? You think, I was sinking deep in sin? Okay, we'll just sing that one. And then we'll just turn the order of the service. That's the key element of everything. I don't care what pet doctrine you hold on to, what you particularly believe, or what you think, but love is what's going to get us out of here. Love, L-O-V-E, that's the capstone. It's coming down on you, on me. And if we're not getting in practicing for that great setting, when it comes down, we're going to miss it, church. That's love everybody. 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 Sinner, saint alike. Prostitute, drug addict, homosexual, whatever. Everybody. You say, I won't go along with love them anyway. As long as there's mortal life in that body, there's an opportunity and chance for them to receive Christ. Is that true? Amen. Want to just remember, and I forgot this last night. Imagine that, huh? Happy Valley Youth Banquet will be at 6:30 Friday, May 25th in the Fellowship Hall. So let's not forget that. The Youth Banquet on the 25th at 6:30 p.m. on, which is Friday, in the Fellowship Hall. So all planning to attend, be there or be square, as they say. And have a good time in the Lord. And listen. Not just a banquet, but it's a service as well. So listen, pay attention. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within. I was seeking to rise. This was all of us. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now saved am I. What was it? Nothing else. Stand with me, if you would. Love so mighty, love so true, merits my soul's best song, my best song. Amen. Faithful love and service due to Him.
Please save me from those waters of sin. Now singing something when nothing else would help. Love lifted me.
Amen.
And I'm on. Let me see. You know, I don't think I'm on. Praise God. That's the only thing that can get us out of shape. That's going on in the world is going to be love. They're going to take it with all the things of the enemy. But by God's grace, we got love. Not just a love just that you put on and take off, but a love that God put in you. Something that the world didn't give and the world can't take away.
Amen.
So we thank God. This song.
Two good ones together, huh?
Yeah, got a jewel and a jewel. Jewel and a jewel, amen.
It's on.
Praise God. It's on mute. Oh. Praise God, we all. Amen. God's good anyway.
You want to unhook?
As I'm here.
Okay. Which one's
on? I was using this one. Praise God. I'll let y'all fix it up now. I'll use this one until you get it ready.
Okay.
Praise God. So we just thank God this morning for service. Enjoy the songs. Just looking for a good time in the Holy Ghost in a way. I don't let stuff like that get in my way. I just don't worry about it. You know, by God's grace, I'm going to try to save my voice a little bit. It'll be all right with you. I've been in preaching. If somebody remind me after I get through preaching, if I have any voice left, then me and my wife are saying, won't it be a time? Yeah, by God's grace. To another service at 5 o'clock, so we trust God to give us strength, and y'all give me a little mercy, don't pull me too hard so I'll be dry. Because once the people get you up in that rim, it's hard to come out sometimes. So this morning I'm going to have to really parachute, so y'all be praying for us. But we love you, and we're looking forward to a good time in the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, I just good to see everyone here this morning. Got a good friend that's here this morning with Brother Nathan. He's here back here at the back somewhere. And good to see him this morning. God has been doing miracles. We're still holding on. We're fighting the battle. As you know, we ain't lost the war. We still fighting. But by God's grace, like I said last night, we coming to maturity. We learning that we're going to have to walk in a perfect revelation of maturity. And I said, when Jesus prayed the strongest prayer that ever been prayed, Jesus prayed a prayer of maturity. Father, forgive us this day our daily bread, and we forgive our debtors. I said, it takes a mature prayer to do that. It takes a mature walk to do that. So by God's grace this morning, I'm going to go right to the Word of God. Appreciate Brother Joel and for this morning's song service, and we just thank y'all. We're going to go right to the Word of God in the book of Acts. The first chapter, and I'm going to read verse 7 and 8, and I'm going to read Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 19. The book of Acts, while you're standing, and I'm going to read 7 and 8, then I'm going to read Romans, the 8th chapter. Book of Acts, the first chapter, verse 7 and 8. And it says right here, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Then we want to read one out of Romans 8. Romans 8, and I want to read one verse 19. Romans 8, verse 19, and it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. Father, here I am one more time. I trust, God, that you help me to yield my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul to you one more time. Father, just help me to decrease so you can increase. I give you my whole body, spirit, and my soul this morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning. Praise God. Okay. Because I know that to stay right here and preach behind this thing is going to be one of the greatest tests I ever done. I don't even think we got no preachers in this church can do it. I know Amos and Brother Horn and Brother Joel, I know they ain't going to be able to do this. And so this by God's grace, now I feel good. Hallelujah. But we want to say we thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this morning. It took from the scripture in the book of Acts, he told them, he said, they wanted to know when he was coming. Hallelujah. Jesus said, and you are no man know the time or the season when I come, but when I come, are you going to receive power? Amen. Hallelujah. In the word, the Holy Ghost is an action word. You say, well, I got the Holy Ghost, but I'm doing nothing. Well, then you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost going to put you in action. I heard a song one time, my brother was saying, the Holy Ghost make your feet dance. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost not only make your feet dance, it make you live right, it make you talk right, it make you walk right. Hallelujah, that's why we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So, hallelujah, if I had a title this morning, it's an unusual title, but you'll see where we're going in a minute. The evidence of the seventh seal. Is it finished? Don't let that word scare you. That's the hour that we're in. The evidence of the seventh seal, is it finished? Hallelujah, because I realize here, I don't want to be in a message, I don't know if it's finished or not. I don't want to be in a message that all I got is a theology or mental idea or something about the seventh seal. And if I'm approached, somebody come up to me, say, what is the seventh seal? And I start going, in other words, something wrong with your revelation. So I begin to think of these things. I think, you know, and I want to know, if I'm in a message, I want to know that I got evidence. Hallelujah. They had evidence that the Holy Ghost come. Hallelujah. Because he said, when the Holy Ghost come, he will make you witness. Amen. Something going to take place on earth. It's going to be something to take place in you that you all know that I'm not coming. I am here. Amen. And I looked up that word evidence. And that word evidence means something that tend to be proved, a ground for belief. It means proof. It means witness. It means testimony. Hallelujah. If I got the Holy Ghost, I got a proof, I got a witness, and I got a testimony. Hallelujah. In other words, we just don't want to say, I've been in this message. What you believe? Well, I don't know. I believe Brother Brandon Prophet. Well, the devil believes that. Hallelujah. But the point of it is, do you realize what did he come to do? Hallelujah. What was his purpose on earth? Hallelujah. He was not the seventh seal. He introduced Christ to you. If I begin to look here, I begin to look at my evidence. In order to get evidence, we got to realize if God do something one time, he got to do it every time the same way. God do not change the way he do things. Hallelujah. Man change, time change, but Jesus Christ the same. So I begin to look on these things. I mean, you'll see what I'm building up for a few minutes. So we begin to reel here on the evidence. I want proof. I want to know that my message is real. If it's not real, then I need to find something that is real. I ain't serving a dead man, and I'm not serving a dead message. If God is dead, hallelujah, I know God is not dead. If he is dead, you tell me who is this. Hallelujah. So I'm talking about evidence. So we begin to realize, share that evidence. So I begin to think on them things. And I begin to realize at one point, hallelujah, evidence. What was the first time God came? When was the first time God began to deal with man? How did he deal with a man by the name of Moses? Amen. Hallelujah. He needed evidence. Moses didn't know nothing about all this going on. All he needed was evidence. Hallelujah. So Moses, he goes into Egypt. We know the story. He drove out of Egypt because he tried to do it in his own script and he failed. Hallelujah. But realize here, that was God trying to come to get us realized. Hallelujah. Lord, we lean on our own self. We cannot make this rapture. Hallelujah. This rapture is not built up on you. This rapture is built up on Christ. Hallelujah. If I'm going to lean on somebody, let me lean on Christ. And then we begin to look at the evidence. Now I'm beginning to realize, here goes Moses, he's tending his fallow sheep. Hallelujah, he's standing, he's on the backside of the desert. He look up on the mountain, and he see a bush burning. Hallelujah, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, let me turn aside and see the strange sight. You know, that had to be a strange sight. To see something on fire and it's not consumed. And he walks up to this bush and he goes into this bush and here he was standing in front of this bush that was on fire. Hallelujah. But see, people here, it was not the bush on fire. It was the evidence. What was the evidence? That it was a voice behind the bush. Hallelujah. The evidence was that bush did not speak. You're talking about a tree that was talking, it was one then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he stood there. Hallelujah, he stood in front of that burning bush. And all of a sudden, a voice said, Moses, Moses, I have heard the cries of my people. Hallelujah, I have come down. And I have come down to deliver them. Take off your shoes. For the ground that you stand now is holy ground. And when Moses comes, he's standing in the presence of God. I know a pillar of fire is there. What was God doing? He said, I have come down to deliver him. I have come down to bring them out. How was he going to bring them out? What do you need, God? I need your body. I ain't got no hands and I ain't got no feet. I'm a spirit. I need your body. I need Moses. If you surrender your body to me, I'm going to go down and I'm going to deliver the children out of Israel. I'm going to deliver them out of bondage. And Moses had to submit his body. But he wanted evidence that God was with him. So God told Moses, throw your stick on the ground. And Moses threw the stick on the ground and it turned into a serpent. Hallelujah. He said, put your hand in your bosom. He pulled it out. It was white as leopard. And he put it back in. It was clean. Hallelujah. And he said, Moses, he said, I'm going to send you down. Hallelujah. And I want you to go into Pharaoh. And I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I'm going to bring a showdown. So he goes down there to Pharaoh. He throws the stick on the ground. Hallelujah. Jammers and jammers back there. Impersonators. How the impersonator was in the scene at the time that Moses was on the scene. Here come Jammers and Jammers. They throw their stick down. And all of a sudden, Moses' stick. Hallelujah. And when Moses picked his stick up, Jammers and Jammers, it was stickless. They had to walk by it. They came out with a stick, but they had to go by it empty handed. How did God got evidence? We need evidence that God is on the scene. And we know the sign here, it finally come to a showdown that Jammers and Jammers could not stand against the true message of God. I knew that was evident for that day. I knew in this day that we live in, God started with Paul. Paul had to have the same experience that Moses had. Hallelujah. He had to meet a pillar of fire. Moses had a pillar of fire in his ministry. He had an angel in his ministry. Paul had to have a pillar of fire and he had to have the same evidence. He had to have the same angel. Paul himself, hallelujah. The point of it was, Paul was not looking for God. Paul was not looking for God. Hallelujah. Paul was a blasphemer. He hated the church of the living God. He was a murderer. He should have went straight to hell. But the point of it is when God got you a perfect picture, it don't matter what people think about you. It don't matter what they say about you. When God took a picture of Paul, he saw Paul. Hallelujah. And you can't change that. Hallelujah. People might say, well, they look like they're going to hell. It don't look like they're going to make the rapture. But you look how God look at it. God had his picture. So, you know, God didn't get a whole lot of, when Paul was killing the church of the living God, all these things were happening here. Paul was persecuting and doing all these things. How did God did not get excited? Because all he got to do is look at the picture. Hallelujah. In other words, you know, sometimes we all excited. Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? They cannot be a seed of God. Because if they were a seed of God, they would have never done it. They had to wait on their time for God to call them. So what God did, after Paul had done all this here, God said, it's time for me to call Paul. It's time for him to fulfill his mission on earth. Hallelujah. So Paul didn't know he was in God's plan. Neither did you know you was in God's plan. I didn't didn't know I was in God's plan. I was smoking pot, doing drugs, all other things. I didn't know that God had a plan for me. But it ain't the point of this. It ain't what you know. It's what God knows about you that you don't know. It's what God knows about you before you ever know who you are. God had your picture. Hallelujah. God walked around looking at your picture. Hallelujah. The world looking at you one way. God saw you perfect. Hallelujah. God saw you perfect. Hallelujah. The world was talking about you doing this. And the world was talking about you doing that. But God was looking at your perfect picture. Hallelujah. He saw you justified. And though you never did it in the first place. Hallelujah. Because you were there. Hallelujah. I began to look here. So Paul was on his way to hell. He was on his ear. And it looked like Paul wasn't going to make it. He's a blasphemer. He said he blasphemed. And his name should have been scratched off the book. Because he left no way back for himself. When he killed Stevenson, he should have crossed the line. But a son of God can't blaspheme. A son of God cannot blaspheme. When he killed Stevenson, God should have scratched the name off. But God would have scratched the name off. He had to destroy part of himself because part of him was in Paul. Hallelujah. Paul might have not knew it was in him, but God had a perfect picture. God had it in his mind. In his great photo album, Paul, God could look and see Paul. He was perfect. And then we looked at him when Paul did all these things, his name should have been scratched off the book. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, he killed Stevenson. And the scripture commitly said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's better for a millstone to be tied around your neck and you throw it to the depths of the sea and drown and to touch one of my anointed, and that's just said the Lord. It ain't going to get out of that one. But when Paul killed Stevenson, it looked as though his name should have been removed. But God had a purpose. It ain't what I thought about Paul. It's what God had in his mind. I knew God said to Paul. I knew it looked as though his name was under. But at the end of the day, a few days before God, all the stuff happened. God goes in and empowers his church. He said, I'm going to tell you what church is going to give you power. Whosoever sin you remit, they'll remit. I'm going to give you power to forgive. I'm going to give you power to loose and bind. I'm not going to give you this power. There's authority in my name. And you can act as you want. And Paul was killing Stephen and his nation. But Stephen had power. Do you realize that power? He had the authority in God's word. I need to drop the charges that was against Paul. He said, do not lay the charge in him. And God dropped the charges. And Paul was perfect. He met a pillar of fire. Paul met a pillar of fire. He had an evidence. In other words, when he after this day took place, as he done this, God dropped the charge. He didn't know it. He didn't know the charges were dropped. But later on, God had to give him evidence that he dropped the charges. So later on, Paul going on the road to Damascus, all of a sudden, a pillar of fire came. The mind of God moved in. Paul was not even in his own mind. The mind of God took over. Paul looked up in there and he says, out of that great shining light, that pillar of fire, says, Saul, Saul, why thou persecuted thou me? And Saul says to the pillar of fire, Lord, who art I? So he acknowledged the sign and acknowledged the pillar of fire as Lord. He said, I am Jesus. I'm the one that you persecuted. Why are you persecuting me? Paul could have said, I never met you. I never went fishing with you. I never went hunting with you. What do you mean persecuting you? He said, when you touch the least of my little one, you done it unto me. Why are you persecuting? And then we understand that he began to open the seal and tell Paul his purpose. Telling Paul what his purpose was on earth, what he come for, what he's here for, and what he's going to. So Paul wrote predestination. But you remember him. Paul never left his experience. When he go to King Agrippa, he didn't go tell him about all the theology he learned. He told him about the vision. He said, I was not just obedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah, a pillar of fire came down. A voice spoke out of the pillar of fire. Paul began to expound on the vision. Hallelujah, so much that they can hardly. hell, you almost convinced me. Because he had evidence. So we begin to look at people today looking for manifestation, but I'm looking for evidence. I'm looking for evidence because what it done in this age, everybody running around, they want to see some type of a manifestation. How then when they see a manifestation, they say, well, that got to be God. That ain't necessarily so. Amen. That is not necessarily so because there's a lot of manifestations. There's a lot of manifestation, but that's one true evidence of the Holy Spirit. They take a message in the church, but I'm teaching a little bit this morning, kind of teaching preachers, so you'll say, well, man, church day book 169 of church, but he's a dirt doctor, cannot claim that the manifestations is the evidence of being spirit born. You cannot claim that the manifestations is the evidence of being spirit born. And then he says, here, a spirit born, spirit filled. No, sir. I will admit that the true manifestation is the evidence of the Holy Ghost doing mighty acts, but it is not the evidence of the individual being filled with the Holy Ghost. So that if you got, and then he said, not the evidence of the individual being filled with the Holy Ghost, even though the individual has an abundance of those manifestations, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is just the same as it was back then in the day of our Lord. It is receiving the word of truth for the day in which you live in. That is your true evidence. I don't care how long you've been in this mansion. If you cannot receive truth, honey, your evidence is to be able to receive the revelation. So we begin to go here. So now you see where we're at. So the Holy Spirit based on the evidence, but we're gonna have to bring it down to our day. Because it's easy to say what Paul did, what Moses did, but what happened in our day? Because if God ever changed the way he spoke to them, he spoke to another angel, spoke to another messenger a different way, then it wouldn't be God. Because God don't change his actions. So we begin to go here and we find out here that we begin to look here. So Paul had a pillow find his ministry. Paul had a pillow find his ministry. Paul had visions in his ministry. Paul even had an angel. He came on there. He told him on the ship. He said, don't you worry about jumping overboard. He said, an angel stood behind me and said, thus saith the Lord. Everyone that stay in the ship will make it. But if you jump overboard, you're going to drown. You're going to pass, even though the ship was destroyed. But God had gave Paul evidence. An angel came and stood and told him to stay in the ship. I began to look on these things. And I began to think, I said, Lord, but what it put us in our day? Evidence. We don't want just a manifestation. Because we follow manifestation. And everything that looks like it's God, everything that glows, everything that got to seem to move. But the point of it is, the evidence of it is, hallelujah, we find in St. Matthew 7, hallelujah, 21 says, many shall come to me that day, Lord, Lord. Hell, now we cast out devils in your name. Hell, now we done many wonderful works, manifestations. Amen. And then Jesus turns around and says, depart from me. Right. I never even knew you. Yeah. Why? Because it was not on the foundation. And but one foundation is the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and the teaching of the last day. So it was not on the proper foundation. And anything that's not on the right foundation, when the storms of life come in and all the politics begin to rise, people's faith begin to waver because you're not on the foundation. You don't know where you are. You don't know what's going on. And you don't know where you come from. I knew this stuff in the world don't bother me one bit. Why? Because I realize it must happen so I can go up. No matter me one bit. They said, bro, Joe, what you going to do about it? I'm not going to do nothing. I can't do nothing about it. It must come to pass. An indictment been on this generation. If the prophet said, I indict this generation, and if it didn't get worse, sir, it would not be a true prophecy. He said, if God don't destroy this world, if God don't destroy the abomination in this earth, he must raise Solomon tomorrow back up. Amen. I'm not lost in the darkness. I see what get ready to take place. Hallelujah. But before all these things take place, God get ready to destroy the solemn night condition. Hallelujah. What's happening? The world is getting ready to be burned. At the same time, the world is getting ready to be burned. The bride is taking on the revelation. She's getting ready to get out of here. Hallelujah. So, forget to go here. So the prophet came. He comes on the scene. Every one of these messengers must have evidence. Evidence that Christ is with him. Evidence that Christ is here. Not he's coming, he's here. How this show we begin to realize here. So the prophet came on the scene. And if you'll notice here, in his ministry, he started off with evidence. He started out doing things. He had a first pull of vibrations in the hand. What was that to do? That was to bring those impersonations, them impersonators like jammers, out of the closet. He was to bring the first pull to bring light on them impersonators. They came out of the closet. He started vibrating in hands, and then people had been, and all of a sudden, every man that you see, they come out there and bring that same gift, they do the same thing, all dripping out of their hands and everything else. What was it to do? It was to bring light on jammers and jammeries. He goes back, and he goes into his second pool. He starts discerning the heart and discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What did he do? Had an impersonator come up. And the light began to shine. And when light began to shine, they would hit miss. We got to know which one is the real. I remember when Brother Humes was living, I asked him this question. Brother Tim Father, he died last year, I believe it, 1 year ago on my birthday. And I asked him before he was 88 years old when he passed. But I asked Brother Humes, I said, Brother Humes, he went to school with Jack Cole. And I told Brother Humes, I said, Brother Humes, he followed all, he knew all the families. I said, how do you know which one was the real? Right. Because he told me he saw manifestation, even that looked so, it even acts overseed Brother Brandon's. Supersede Brother Brandon. I said, well, how would you know which one real? He said, that's a good question. He said, when the showdown came, and Brother Brandon began to start to discern and tell him when you was a little boy and this happened. He said, could none of those impersonators or none of those guys could take a gift and go back and hit it every time. The prophet hit it every time without missing to show you only God, the word of God, is a discerner of the intent of the throne of the Lord. But still that brought impersonations. So this is where we coming to now. You see, we'll get ready to start preaching. So that brings it up to the point. All these guys come. Brother Brandon had evidence. He had an angel come to him. He had evidence in the he had evidence of signs in the hand. Evidence of discernment. He seen the first, second pull. Then he came to the final end, the third pull. Now, you know, anybody can claim their prophet. I can walk out here today and say, well, I'm a major prophet to this age. But the point of it is, that's my claim, but what my evidence? How can I prove that God, I'm the man? It got to be some evidence. Any man can raise up and say that. So Janice and Jamaree came out. Under Brother Brandon's ministry, even the first pool, second pool, they still impersonated God. And even the angel Lord said, you cannot teach these Pentecostal babes. Supernatural thing. So Brother Brandon came in up bringing evidence. So Brother Brandon had to do something under the third pool. That R. Robertson didn't do. Billy Graham didn't do. T.L. Bosman didn't do. F.L. Bosman didn't do. He had to have some evidence that let us know that Christ was on earth. And it had to be some evidence that we got to know that this was the man that God has sent to lead the generation in the rapture. Because it must be an evidence that we got to prove that God is on earth. How did in the third pool was the showdown? Well, you say it was healing. Well, every one of them got healed. Every one of them got discerned. Every one of them got did all those. Every one of them got up, tried to do what he did. So they had every one of them got throw their sticks down. It had to be some evidence to let us do something God must do to put light on this end that God was here. But I'm going to tell you one evidence that none of them did. R. Robinson didn't do. F.L. Bosman didn't do. Hallelujah. T.L. Bosman. All those great evangelists that followed Brother Brandon Revival. What they didn't do. None of those guys had evidence to say, let that be squirrels. What was he doing? He was bringing it back to God is a creator. Ain't nobody can create but God. And he said he brought his evidence that God is a creator. And he's a creator. Only God can create. If God say, let there be squirrels, ain't squirrels coming to existence. That is your evidence that God is on earth. Now, if the prophet came with the evidence that God is on earth, remember, it had to be scripture. Because if he just go out here and create squirrels without scripture, then we got to step. Well, I don't see that in the Bible. So you remember, if you remember the revelation of this word, in the beginning was the Alpha, God himself. And the end must be the Omega. So whatever happened in the beginning must display itself again at the end. Having so at the beginning, we must go back and see why God was on earth. He was doing the same thing he did when he was in the beginning. Because if you want to know what God doing, go back to Genesis, the seed chapter. Let's look at Genesis 1. Genesis 1. Hey, look here. God was back on earth. He goes back and did what he did in the beginning. Let there be squirrels. The created power was back on earth. Showing you that Alpha and Omega come in the same thing. How did the Alpha and Omega? How do you show Genesis 1? Genesis 1 and 1.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and 1. And it says here, in the what? In the what? God did what? Hallelujah. He didn't make it. He created it. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God said, let there be. And all of a sudden, out of God's great eternal mind, a thought was expressed. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the what? Hallelujah. So in the next verse, the second verse, and it says here, in the beginning, and the earth was without the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord God moved upon the face of the water. So we realize here there was darkness that covered the earth. And it was black darkness was on the earth. And the earth was paralyzed, but seed was in the earth. There was seed in the earth. And Satan was covering the earth because he is the prince of darkness. Now let me hit this real quick for you. You said, Bridget, how you do that? Because I preach when God gave me revelation. How so we begin here? Then we find out here, why would the earth be darkness and God is light? Why would the earth have darkness on it if God is light? Because really, remember, in the beginning, God created the devil perfect. Until there was a time element in the devil. He never gave him eternal life, because if he had eternal life, he would have had the same life that God had. So he said, you were created perfect until, break that word down, it means time. He had a time element in him that God was going to kick him out of heaven. He was created perfect until iniquity was found in him. Where did he go to the earth? God came up on the face of the earth and darkness had it. He had grown paralyzed. The same way he had me and you paralyzed. He had us all, had before light come across our way. We was all paralyzed. We walked according to the course of this world because we was under the press of the power of darkness. But God said, let there be light. And light and darkness have no fellowship. He separated himself from the devil completely. God is the creator. He created in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. He had to put a beginning on it so Jesus could, so that body that was in Jesus could pass away or be chained around, die, whatever. Hallelujah. He had to have a beginning on it. Well, did Jesus became the beginning of the creation of God? Hallelujah. If he wouldn't have had a beginning on it, hallelujah, he wouldn't have never died. So God put it so he could die. Jesus died. He died because he had a body that went into time. But I want to let you know, his seed never came from time. His seed came through the spoken word. Genesis 1, God created. Without sex drive, without sex sensation, he created the word. Mary didn't have no experience of chill bumps. She had no experience of excitement of running the aisle. She had to receive the spoken word. I sent my word and my word healed him. I sent my word. And when the word came to Mary, what did Mary do? She was the type of the bride. She was to receive the word without any kind of feeling. I didn't even know when the baby began to grow, there was some feeling, by the way. If your baby ain't shouting, your baby ain't moving, there's something wrong with your experience. Hallelujah. But if he got life in him, that baby gonna begin to jump. Hallelujah, but the sensation was not there at the beginning. Hallelujah. So Mary had to receive the word. Had the bride done today? We don't receive the word. word because we feel God, or we feel like coming to church. And we don't live by feeling, we live by faith. I come to church because faith comes by hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take it here. So Mary had to be a type of the bride. What did she say? Be it unto me. According to thy word.
Amen.
And she was pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. God created himself.
Amen.
And put himself in time. So he could go back and put time back in eternity. Hallelujah. So he come back to reverse the situation. Hallelujah. We fell into time. But God come to reverse time back in eternity. Why do you think God took Abraham's body?
Yeah.
Why do you think God took Abraham's body?
Right.
He took Abraham's body that was 100 years old. And he turned around in reverse time. And turned him back to a young man again. Hallelujah. He will show you that the last revelation to come to the bride, the last thing happened to be in the resurrection, he's going to reverse time. Old men going to become back young. Hallelujah. We're going to, old women going to become back young. He's going to reverse time. What do you think he says here? The prophet of God preached Christ, the mystery of God revealed. He said, we're going back to the book of Acts, back to the book of Genesis. What he done? He reversed time. We're not time creatures. We got trapped in time by a shotgun wedding. Hallelujah, we never did it in the first place. We come trapped in time. Hallelujah, I didn't want to be old, man. You didn't want to be old. But we were trapped in time. But I want to let you know, time is getting ready to be trapped in eternity. We're getting ready to turn time. Hallelujah. Well, let me lose my mind. I'm preaching in another realm, so y'all have to let me come down. I come back down to earth, I'll stop. Here we are, so we going. So here we are, we right here. So now we come in the third pool of water. He said, hey, there would not be any impersonation of the third pool. There's no miss to it.
Amen.
No miss, right.
What's going to happen? Why there's no impersonate to the third pool? Because Satan ain't going to know what done took place. Hallelujah. It's going to be so mysterious to the devil, he ain't going to know what took place. Hallelujah. The devil going to, I'm going to show you what he said, silver at 253 in the silver, or the old silver. He said the bride has not had a revival yet. There has been no manifestation. There ain't been nothing done to wake her up. Hallelujah. All the gifts, prophets, signs, and wonders of evangelism, ain't been no manifestation yet. Hallelujah. There ain't been no manifestation of God to stir the bride. You see, we're looking for it. It will take those seven unknown thunders. Hallelujah. Back there to wake her up again. If he will, he said it. He promised it. And now, what? Now she was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Dead. Amen. When you're dead, you are dead. You are debt free.
Right.
A man died owed me some money. Before he paid me, I was mad, but I was no Christian. That's the only time I ever went to a funeral mad. Well, I was upset. Man, I worked for this brick man. He worked me 2 weeks like a dog.
Right.
And then dodged me for 2 weeks, then died. And when I went to that castle, I looked at him, looked like he had a smile on his face. I said, let me get out of here. It didn't matter what I thought about it. He was dead. Honey, when you're dead, you are dead. Honey, that's what it was. He said, there was no manifestation. They was casting out devils when Jesus was on earth. Honey, they was rejoicing because they had power over devils.
Amen.
But when Lazarus died, what were they?
Uh-huh.
There was no manifestation to wake Lazarus up. Hallelujah, it needs something to call Lazarus out of the ground. Hallelujah, they have been casting out devils. They have been doing all the great signs and wonders, Matthew 10, and they were rejoicing. And Jesus said, do not rejoice because you've got devils something to you. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And the devil can't take you out of my mind. Give me a few more minutes. I ain't going to be all day. But here he was. There was no manifestation. But it needed a manifestation. It needed a thunder to wake Lazarus up. It needed a voice that could reach into another dimension. It needed a created word that said, Lazarus. He goes to the tomb of Lazarus. and your sisters and things came. Lord, if you would have been here. If you just would have been here. My brother would not have died. Jesus says, he'll raise again. She said, oh God, yes, we sure. He was raised in the general resurrection. Jesus turned around and looked at him. You're looking at it. You're looking at it. I am the general resurrection. I am the resurrection in the life. Though he was dead, yet shall he live. He went to the grave. The Bible says he cried. He screamed with a loud voice. What was he doing? He was giving you evidence in Revelation 10:1. When you hear that same shout, you'll know it's the same voice. Hallelujah. He had to cry with a loud voice. When we hear that loud voice, come out of her, my people. We are raising from the dead of denominationalism, the dead from drugs. We are coming out. And he walks in the tomb of Lazarus. And he cried with a loud voice. Lazarus, come forth. It was enough death. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Hallelujah. It ain't no grave gonna hold you down. When that voice sung in that dimension, he reached back over and he reversed time. That's what we was. We was in darkness, the power of darkness. But we needed a created voice to bring by a created pride. You know what we were? We was in darkness. The devil thought he had us. Because you've been raised in the message don't mean that you're not in darkness. Until you know Christ personally for yourself, you're out of darkness. Because you can't, and remember, God don't have grandchildren. You can't go in on Brother Donnie's experience or my experience or your mama's experience or your daddy's experience. You got to come to meet Christ for yourself. So a lot of them trained to be good Pharisees. Hallelujah, I've been trained to be good Pharisees. But in our soul, we are still dead. Hallelujah, we needed the seventh thunder to wake the bride up. And one day, he spoke the word, let there be light. And all of a sudden, that darkness that had you let go. And you begin to realize where you come from. How do you begin to realize where you are going? How do you begin to see I come from God and I'm going back to God? How did it tell predestination to show me where I come from? My thing was, is the seventh seal finished? Is the evidence of the seventh seal, is it finished? We need to look. And look, I want to look at one word for a minute. And I want to look at the word finish. Let us go to St. John 19. I want to look at this word for a minute. St. John 19. St. John 19 chapter. And they pull this up, the 30th verse. St. John the 19th chapter, the 30th verse. St. John 19 verse 30. And the Bible says here, we're looking at the word, do we want to look at the word finish? When Jesus therefore had received vinegar, he said, it is what? Finish. What that word mean? It's done. It is finished. That mean, I was about to go to church, but I didn't go. You just didn't come. Oh, I'm finished working and I clocked out. That mean I'm through. So he says, he said, it is finished and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. When Jesus said, it is finished. That means that I ain't looking to see another Jesus with nail-scarred hands. If a man come to me right now and hold up his feet and hold up his head, say, I'm Jesus, I say, you are Antichrist. Because Jesus said, it is finished. It would not be a body like this. It ain't even one. Remember in the Hebrew, he entered once and all one time and give that sacrifice. There ain't no need for another Jesus to come and finish up the work. He's already finished. My faith, my salvation, my debt been paid. It's finished. That means it's finished. That means I'm not looking for. Hey, that what Paul, when the revelation is finished, he done it. He completed it. He became the very mystery of all of it. Now he's the mystery of God revealed. It's finished. Right. And we're not looking. looking for another Jesus, hallelujah, with nail-scarred hair. I'm looking for a Jesus in a bride body that's making herself ready. Hey, look at this here. I'm just a little slow this morning. Y'all be with me. It's finished. So now we're not looking for Jesus coming. If a man come up, I seen a man one time in our church, he was trying to tell us he was Jesus. He said, what you do? I kicked him out of church. He walked through the door when Jesus, when it was finished for Jesus, he didn't walk through the door. He stepped right through the wall. When his work was finished, he didn't need to go through the door anymore. He just went through the wall. I knew it was finished. That body had went back to what it was before it was born of a woman. It went back to the supernatural, the glorified body, but it was supernatural. I want you to notice here. So it's finished. That body right there is finished. So we don't, that body does not come back to the earth to Revelation 19. Hallelujah. It do not come back. When we see that body again, it'll be in Revelation 1 Thessalonians 4:16. It's standing on the cloud and we would delight to remain. Shall be called up to meet him in the earth. Why? Because his redemption work in that body is finished. So we only thing now got to get ready is the bride. Let's look at this here. The Bible says the bride had made herself ready. What does ready mean when you get to, when you get ready? You finish. You're ready to go. When a man get ready for church, the wife ain't ready. He says, let's get out of here. Right. You know how it is with men? We get a little jittery. Women, they got to get that last minute touch up. I mean, I just look at her. I said, woman, it's time to go. I'm ready to go. I'm finished. I got my shoes on. I got everything on. I'm ready to go. It's finished. You know how it is. So we're just using this. It's great. It's finished. So in other words, so is the seventh seal open or is it finished? If Brother Brandon did not finish the seventh seal, then we need to look for another Christ. Right. We need to look for another mighty work of God, not another revelation of the coming of the revelation of Christ. This was not a corporate revelation coming. There was a corporate body coming. There was a revelation coming of Christ. You say, well, you're, how you know this was the last move? Let's just look at this real clear. Hallelujah. Let me come back down to earth for a second. Here we are. We come to a finished work. Do you realize here, in the beginning, God created. In the end, he created squirrels. Yeah. But when Jesus walked on earth, he didn't ever create. He took from creation. Yeah. He took from creation. Yeah. He had another work to come on the earth. He did not lead us. He took the wine. He didn't pour it in there. He turned water into wine. He spit in the mud. They go dip and the eyes come back in. Right. Yeah. He took bread and multiplied it. He took fish and multiplied it. But at the end of the day, the Alpha and Omega created it. Yeah. How did he have to come back to the created word? That's why he say the spoken word is the original seed. It went right back to what it was in the beginning. Created power. Let me look here. Hallelujah, let me just get right here. I'm going to put my parachute on now. I ain't gonna try to say too much, but I'm just, but here it is. So here it is, here, the couple body. You remember him? Brother Brandon goes to past the curtain, of time. And he walked over there. He seen all these loved ones. The ones that went on. Maybe saw Brother Dale Ketch. Saw Brother Irma. How it was a sister last time, I think she passed away one last time. She saw her, what's her name? The one that died over there in the fellowship hall. Sister Dorothy, yeah. So Sister Dorothy there. And she come on, she prayed. God bless you, my precious brother. Hallelujah. He saw them in them bodies. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he was in that body. Right. Hallelujah. But he had another request. I want to see Jesus. Right. And the angel, the voice that spoke to him, said, you cannot see him yet. You must return back to the earth and pick up that body. Because Jesus did not go into heaven in a theophany body. He went to heaven in a glorified body. He was in the wrong body. He had to go back and pick it up. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, hallelujah, we meet. When he meet on the cloud, the day that Christ arrived, we would delight to remain. Everything come together. He's a little higher. Because he didn't take a theophany body up. a cloud come and carry his glorified body up. But when it goes into the dimension, the sixth dimension, and a theophany body, you need to return back to the earth to pick that body up. Hallelujah. Hope y'all don't think I'm crazy. But if you can't preach this message, you don't become crazy. Hallelujah. You gotta let go of your own mind. The third pull is not you trying to control God. The third pull is I have come to the ability. I am surrendering my whole mind, my body, my soul to you, God. What are these people trying to control God? Well, this is the third pull I'm going to do in my way. The third pull is you ain't got nothing to do with it. Third pull means you ain't got nothing to do with it. The prophet God said, when the mind of Christ come in, my mind is out of the picture altogether. Let me read one more scripture to be. Is it finished? I'm going to look here. Revelation 10:1. Let's go to Revelation 10:1. I'm going to get rid of parachute. I can say a lot. I got a lot to say, but I'm not going to try to say it all. You can't tell all this. That's why. Do you realize here? Let me read. I say, how we knew God was here. Because it had to be something to show that God is here that nobody else did through the ages. They healed the sick. They cast out devils. They did all the great, wonderful signs of wonder. In the beginning, we seen God the creator. At the end, we seen that same power come back in. Abraham spoke the word, hickam a lamb. Hallelujah. So he, in other words, three for her witness. So he goes in there, and then he takes a message out of the old seal book. He says here, Jesus and the Father were the same person. Just the same as the Holy Spirit in me. Looking to me to preach, preaching, but it's not me. The people was blinded by the veil. And he says here, it is not me. It is not me. He says it again. It is not me. Can speak a word that could bring an animal. You know an animal that there and look at it and kill it and eat it. That, see, he's bringing the difference between the man and the creative power that God was on earth. He said that creative power does not lay in human beings. He was showing you that the Alpha and Omega is the same ministry. Now let's look at this here. Revelation 10:1. Let me find that real quick. 10:1. Let me read it from here. And it said, I saw another mighty angel coming down from where? Clothed with a what? Wild cloud, because he went up in the cloud. Would you think it would come back in? When the Bible says he went up, he was in a cloud. How did he come back the same way he went up? In a cloud. Hallelujah. He said he come back in the cloud clothed, and a rainbow was up on his head. And his face were as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. The next verse all the way down to 7. And he had in his hand a little book, what? Open. Open. Not closed. Open. Little book open. He had his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot up on the sea, and his left foot up on the earth, and he cried with a what? The same voice that Lazarus heard. They but one voice change. They but one mighty voice. They but one thunder. That God speaking. When they said the mother, don't let God speak. Let him use your voice, mother. Please, we can't deal with this. He says, and he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared, and when he had cried, what? Utter their voices. And then he goes to that. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to do what? That's what I meant to say. We got to look at what about me. If I was about to come to church, I didn't come with that mean. I never come. I was about to go to work, but I decided not to. In other words, Jesus said I didn't go. So he never wrote what he saw. He said, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders utter, and do what? Now, this is where the mystery was that coming in. Can we remember? He seen it. The book was open. Seven angels began to write it. He said, stop it. Don't write it. What he didn't reveal? He didn't reveal the vessels. We needed a vessel. Remember, God had a channel to work his voice in. If God would have come to any other channel outside of Amos 3 and 7, it would have been a false teacher. Surely, the Lord would do nothing except he revealed his secrets to the servant of the prophet. So now that he sealed it up, he died. No, it will not sound to the earthly vessel be on earth. They're going to sound my voice. So he had to wait till the vessel come. Every age had a vessel, but it was the same voice. Martin Luther sounded, it was not Martin Luther sounded just by the faith. It was the voice of God in the man. And it was not John Wesley. It was the voice of God in him. It sounded all down to the last age. And all the loose ends that they left. God go back and grab the whole book. Take the cow out of the top of the tree and put it back in the pasture. Hallelujah. Let me go down to the, let me go down to the seventh verse at the same time. Seventh verse. Now I want you to notice this. But in the day, in the days, that linked us to time. By the way, when you see days, it's time. Before days never entered into time started, you know, when God, when he created, he said, you may eat of every tree in the garden freely. But after they failed, then he put a day on it. Because now they're going to move from eternity to time. So he said, you may eat of every tree of the... When he first mentioned, he said, you may eat of every tree of the garden freely. Then after they fail, he said, in the day you eat the... So he started associating them in days. Right. Hallelujah. But we're right here. So this is dealing with time. In the day of the voice of the seven who? Why it had to be an angel is a messenger. It had to be on earth when the sun... Because remember, he sealed up. Hallelujah. And how are we going to know his voice? Because he's going to have power to create. He said, but in the day of the voice, singular, not plural, the voice of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. As he has what? To his what? The womb. Because he cannot break scripture. If that would not have been a prophet to receive the word, Amos 3 and 7, it would have been a false prophet. But it had to be a prophet there. Because only the word of the Lord come to a prophet. So now, this is what people got tangled up in. When it said that the word should. It said, well, it ain't finished. So what ain't finished? When he sounded the seventh seal, every mystery was sealed up. So the tenth vision had to be finished. If the tenth vision is still a mystery, then Brother Brandon had to come back and do something else. Honey, if those great things are left, he might have, in other words, he said when he finished, it should be finished. So that brings everything under this collective revelation. Everything that we need is finished. Amen. Right, we got an eighth man coming up. This preacher raising up. I'm the man of the hour. No, you ain't nothing but an antichrist. Sat down and shut up. They'll bring some mysterious revelation to get the people. Wow. Hypnotize. God didn't come to hypnotize, he come to set you free. And I said, Lord, when I understood this, I said, Lord, I said, should. I said, I got no answer for that. And the Holy Spirit says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. That's when it's struck. I said, it is not when it's finished, it's to finish to those that have the ability to hear the voice of God. That's what Jesus said. My sheep will know when I'm here because they will know my voice. Hallelujah. He never put emphasis on the vessel. We look at vessels. Well, that look like a good preacher. He look like a good man. That ain't what determined him. You will know what he's saying when he say what the messenger said for the end. It will be the same voice. Hallelujah. But we look at vessels. While we still following man, we look at vessels. Oh, look at him here. No, we are not looking at vessels. He said, never put emphasis on vessels. He knew it was going to be voices. Because she was going to be the final voice to the final head. So there's going to be many voices. Hallelujah. It's going to be a fivefold ministry. He's going to have one voice in all these men. Yes, me and Brother Amos just looked at scripture the other night. Brother Amos preached on condemnation last Saturday. I ain't heard nothing about it. I come back and preach last night. Show you, it will be the same voice. You're not listening. We are different vessels. Come up, brother. What you got right here is salt and pepper. And if you're going to flavor your food, you need both of us. Hallelujah! You need both of us. Hallelujah! So we got to realize we're not looking at vessels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. But we always looking for man. We looking for some man to raise up. We looking for Brother Rand to come back. Yeah, he will. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. He'll be with the rest of the saints when they come back. Hallelujah. There's going to be somebody on earth going to be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. The dead of Christ is going to appear to you. Going to appear to me first. Hallelujah. The rest of the world ain't going to know what's going on. But we're going to know what's going on. When you see your loved ones start coming in this realm. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, half will begin to turn back. Missing Lamb will be coming to back. We're going to know by revelation. It's time to go home. Let me read one quote he says here. The ability to hear one voice in the day of the voice of the seven angels. My sheep shall know what? My voice. The revelation will come through the voice. We got to remember, Brother Donnie is preaching the same revelation, then it'll be the same voice. Hallelujah. If I'm preaching what he preaching, we all preaching the same thing. He said she would be saying the same thing. He said this bride would get, thus said the Lord, or she will keep still. Hallelujah. Because it must be the same voice. So he said, you say every inch. The evidence was the same. That those who have the spirit, the teacher, hear. Hear. If you hate it as an ear, let him hear. Why? Because serpent seed can't hear. Serpent seed can't hear. Why do you think John the Baptist said you're generation of serpents? Because he knows snake didn't have ears. Then he say, blessed are your ears, for you can hear. If you can hear the voice, you want to hear, I'll be somewhere listening. He said, he heard the word and heard the word, and that, and the spirit in them took the word and taught it and revealed it and to them, and they were of the group that heard the messenger and his message and took it and lived it. That's why he says the seventh thunder is a live voice. You are living the revelation of the word. You don't have to go around and tell nobody you're a Christian. Your life, let the word know that I am. Let me ask you a question. Lately, I've been going in places. This is not to me. I'm just giving glory to God. But you have to tell testimony. People don't want testimony. But let them get sick. They don't mind telling testimony. Well, I got a headache. But you say something about God, then you boast. Now, I don't care. Let me boast on him. I was there a couple months ago. It seemed like the first few places I've been, Brother Joe. It's awful strange. For the first time, I ain't even know these people. These guys been walking up in the airport. Says, you're a preacher. Huh. I said, how you know? It's just something. Yeah. And I begin to think, what is that? Yes, then it becomes in my mind. He said, the seventh thunder is a little voice. And them demons is looking at you, sister. And they looking at you, and them demons are scared to death because they see the voice of God walking and shoot out of there, and they can't understand it. Let me say this.
Right.
So now as the musicians come, I'm closing. Musicians come. You can't tell all this in one day, so you might want to just helicopter down. But I will say this. So Jesus never made himself known and opened the seals to anybody outside the voice. That's why Mary could be with Jesus cooked for him and done all the fellowship she had with Jesus. Then when he walked out of the grave on Easter morning, she couldn't even recognize him. She could not even recognize Jesus. Because when she, the last time she saw Jesus, stand up, brother. He was a middle-aged man. She can remember this, her sight can declare him. That's the way Jesus looked. See, that's why she couldn't, so she could walk up to this man and she can ask this man, and because in her mind, here goes, she's looking at, she remembered this image. You stay right here. Stand up, young man. But she didn't remember this image. So now her sight can remember him this way, but her sight couldn't remember him that way. Because she never saw him as a young man. So all she could say, hey, just show me where they laid my Lord. So she had no, she thinking in her mind, hallelujah, she looking for him to look like this. But she had never seen him like this. So now faith is not sight. Faith has come by hearing the word of God. So she never understood him. She was trying to find him by sight. She was trying to find Christ by sight. You would never find Christ by sight. You can read it, you can look at it, but until you, by revelation. So all of a sudden, she says, it's over. I don't know what they're doing. And he says something. Mary. Why? Is it because the seventh seal will call you by name? Mary! She recognized the voice. That's what you recognize this morning. You ought to recognize the voice, not the vessel. God has finished his ministry up on earth in the final voice. The final voice is going to finish this thing up to the coming of the Lord. Stand up here, Brother Horn. Come over here, preachers. How many preachers we got in here? How many preachers? Come up here and preach. Hey, stand up here on the pulpit. I want everybody to see where you are. Come up here. Hallelujah. God bringing this thing to the end. Hallelujah. It don't matter what nationality. It don't matter what color your skin. It don't matter if you're poor or rich. God gonna have a final voice. Hallelujah. He gonna have a final voice. He wanna have a man that made up a certain way. He wanna have this man made up a certain way. This man is made up a certain way. And this man about a certain way. But when they yield themselves to the word, they all become the same voice. You are seeing the resurrection. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my friend. Hallelujah. This is the evening. Hallelujah. You see God here. He's not coming. He's here right now. Oh, hallelujah. The final one. God, get ready. We are taking on word by word by word until we take our rapture. Say the last time. Every time you come to church and hear the word preach over and over. Just like I told you about the caterpillar. Every time that caterpillar keep eating and keep eating until it become a butterfly. Hallelujah. It might not seem like that caterpillar gonna ever get off earth. But that caterpillar come to church after service. And she just keep eating. Because she know there's a butterfly in this body right here. And she know, I gotta get this body back young again. I gotta keep eating. Hallelujah. He gotta keep eating. To all the death in that body be swallowed up in life. Hallelujah. To death be swallowed up in life. The caterpillar keep eating. To everything that's in the butterfly reaches down. And swallow up all the life of the caterpillar. Hallelujah. Didn't the butterfly become the mystery of the caterpillar? A caterpillar become the mystery of the butterfly revealed. We're going to keep eating. This is the evening time. It's later than we think. You said, brother, I don't know how I'm going to get perfect. Faith come by hearing. Hearing the word of God. You say, I got a tape recorder. That ain't where God ordained you to get in.
Come on, brother.
Ephesians 4 is God's way to get in. I mean, he didn't say that you're going to be made perfected by a tape recorder or by internet. He ain't going to perfect the bride with skin on her through a fivefold ministry. She going to keep preaching his word until she become the word. But you say, what's she going to be saying? She's going to be saying the same thing. The same voice that come off the tapes, using vessels to express it, and kind of in their own way of bringing it out. But when you look at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. Hallelujah, it's the same thing. At the end of the day, God pulled his great sculpture, and she was a fivefold ministry. Peoples that they're taking on the word of God. Women's just coming up to the level of faith that they can speak just like sons. They got the same faith in them to lay, look at their dead babies. Why we ain't seeing miracles in the U.S. like we ought to? We looking overseas to say there's miracles. We go to Africa, go to these other countries. Miracles. Why the people in America is so slack on a lot of that? Because over there they don't have CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid's. When you ain't got all them things and something happens, you better know that you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When you ain't got no way to turn to everything that's gonna be taken away from you, you gotta turn yourself. I give myself away. I give myself to Jesus. No, praise God. More than I surrender. I believe I better say that one. God trying to get you to do one thing. To quit trying to do it. And surrender. We've been trying to make ourselves do it. The third pull is he doing it in me. Had it right, just said the right word. She never know what she might have not even understood what she said. That ain't nothing but the truth. It unlocked the power of God. Angels, whatever she asks you, give it to her. That's when she forgot about herself. Sometimes we forget about ourselves in serving. We just say something. We think, why did I say that? That was not you to speak. That's the third pull. You got so surrendered to God that you just jumped up. Maybe Brother Dunn and preached, and all of a sudden, out of ordinary, that person ain't never moved before. And they jumped up. Hallelujah, Brother Dunn and preached. Do you realize that was the Holy Spirit? Something hit you. The third pull took over. You didn't have no more control of your own human emotions. God is in control now. We see over here, as I say this, things happening because the peoples don't have. It was a sister coming through, I believe it was in Kumasi, West Africa. She's walking through the bush, Brother Joel. A black mama was there. She didn't see it. When she walked through that black mama, she started and the thing jumped out and struck her. She should have been dead in 30 seconds or paralyzed. But she didn't have that. She said, I'm going to church. Hallelujah. I'm going to church. She walked out in the church building and told the brother what happened. They prayed for the woman. The woman never even got sick. Don't you tell me that God is dead. Hallelujah. My last statement, I'm closing. I just went through a great battle last year. But Darrell went through one this year. Last year, around January, I went through a great battle in my body. I was in the bed for 1 month. I was out pig hunting and got a tick bit me and gave me a disease called Lyme disease. I call it Lyme disease because I was not, that my body began to go into this convulsion. I'm sweating and my temperature's up to 106 degrees and the devil telling me I'm going to kill you. I have no insurance, Brother Lenuel. And I know right now I can't afford to go to no doctor. And only doctor I had, his name was Jesus Christ. I say, Lord, I say, will you please heal me or take me off the scene? I cannot go to... And then leave right there. 1 month. That package sat on my porch.
Yes, sir.
Laid on my porch.
Right.
Every morning I got up, that package was sitting there.
Right.
And it was right there. And the devil said, you might as well say, accept it, you know what it is. I said, devil, I'm not signing for that package. I don't care what you say. I don't care what my body said. I'm not signing for that package. A month later, he took it away. The more I surrender.
The more that I surrender.
Chest and shoulder. I don't know if anybody ever did that. I just come through that for 2 years. And the whole 2 years I was going through the chest and shoulder plan. The devil telling me, you have an arthritis. You done had a light stroke. You done had all these things. I didn't go and read about it because I didn't need to know what the devil said about it. We go about and read about the devil we want. But I don't go back and read about demons because I'm not accepting that. So he's having the same problem. I had it for 2 years. But I never kept asking my wife. That thing was hurting. That thing was burning. That thing did everything. I tore my ligaments tore my ligaments in my arm. And it 2 years that thing burned, hurt my chest, everything. I said, I'm not signing for it. The devil said, you know that's arthritis. I said, I don't know what arthritis is. All I know, I'm healed. And it didn't leave right there, but I kept believing it. And I kept confessing. Hallelujah. Now, that same Holy Ghost done something one time, and that man approached with the same faith, he's obligated to do it again. I'm not the healer. I need one of these brothers to heal. We are representing the one that healed. Well, there are two or three is in my name. I'm in the midst. Hallelujah. I feel the poor. Will you believe that? And we're going to lay hands on you. And that devil ain't going to leave. He might not leave right away. You might not. But what you can do, you don't have to accept that package. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's laying in your presence. He's not accepting this demon. Satan, you might leave it on his court, but he's not claiming it. He's not talking about it. He knew he healed. Will you take that kind of faith, brother? May God give you the strength to walk out of him perfect. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
and my mind just fails to know exactly why. I can't explain with tongue or pen the Spirit's groaning deep within. It must be
box of rousiness. You can have them if you want them. You don't want them? Then raise your hand and be healed. By the power of the Holy Spirit. She's not standing for this box. Satan, we are sending it back to hell. Where it come from? By the power of the Lord. Look some right now. Go back. There's no head demon in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, church. May God bless you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. He sent his word, and God cannot lie on his word, and his word healed him. Hallelujah. All people, I can ride as none but a demon. Have faith in God.
Just want to thank you, Lord. For letting me hear the word. What have I done to deserve?
What did I do to deserve this, Lord? I was on my way to hell. I had no hope at all. The devil had said, I got this boy, but God had a purpose. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord.
As we go, let's just sing this little song. God bless you. Go in the Lord today and just be like little good sheepies and go somewhere and find a place to ruminate on what we've heard today. Is that all right? Preachers and teachers have made their appeal. That's what he did today. Oh, fighting as soldiers on this great battlefield, and went to their pleading. My poor heart did heal. All that I know, praise God, there's something within. There's something within me. He keeps holding my reins. There's something within me. Oh, that banishes pain. There's something within me. So
same.